What kind of society do we want to live in? Summary, it is time to consider our societal choices and the values we consider most important. Full article, as both a psychologist and meditation teacher, I've spent over 35 years sitting with people as they share their deepest fears and hopes. What I've noticed, especially lately, is how our social climate impacts us all on a very personal level. Have you noticed how widespread bullying and threatening behaviors have become in our society? We see it reflected by political leaders, normalized on social media, and creeping into our everyday interactions. This deeply troubles me, both as a professional and as a fellow human being. When we live in an atmosphere of intimidation, something valuable begins to decline our trust in each other. I've seen this happen many times in my therapy sessions. People pull back to protect themselves, creating a quiet isolation that feels safer but ultimately cuts them off from essential human connections. One client told me, "I used to love community gatherings, but now I just stay home. It feels less complicated." The ripple effects are significant. Friendships break apart. Speaking out becomes dangerous. The social fabric that once united us starts to come apart piece by piece. I recall a couple who stopped hosting neighborhood gatherings because conversations often turned into arguments and division. "It's just not worth it anymore," they sighed. The impact on our mental health is just as alarming. Recently, I've observed more patients reporting sleep issues, ongoing headaches, and persistent anxiety. Young people seem especially vulnerable. They're developing a sense of self and place in the world, harmed by environments that feel threatening rather than supportive. When we're constantly on guard, something happens to our spirit as well. Our natural compassion diminishes, leading to what I call compassion failure. Like a weak heart that can't pump blood, we become too drained to care for others. Even when we feel that pull of empathy, we're often too discouraged to act on it. But there's another path we can choose. I remember working with a community that made a conscious choice to prioritize kindness and respect in all their interactions. Within months, the change was impressive. People said they slept better. They laughed more easily. They started reaching out to neighbors they'd previously avoided. Research confirms what I witnessed. Environments of kindness and respect significantly lower stress levels and reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety. When we feel safe and valued, our natural optimism returns. We become more resilient when facing challenges. I've seen this transformation firsthand in group therapy sessions. When participants foster a culture of respect and inclusion, healing occurs not just individually but also collectively. People sit up straighter. They make eye contact more easily. They take risks with vulnerability because they trust they'll be met with compassion. The beauty of kindness lies in its ripple effect. One kind act inspires another, creating a positive feedback loop that reaches far beyond the initial gesture. A patient once told me she started smiling at strangers after feeling welcomed by a neighbor, a small act that led to many meaningful connections in her daily life. When we live in a culture that values compassion over competition and inclusion over isolation, our capacity for empathy grows. We discover deeper meaning and fulfillment. We become able to forgive and reconcile, even after times of division and pain. The question before us isn't just academic, it's deeply personal. What kind of society do we want to create together? One that runs on fear and intimidation, or one built on mutual respect and care? The choice belongs to each of us in every interaction every day. I believe in our collective ability to choose connection over division, courage over fear, and kindness over cruelty. My years working with people during their most vulnerable moments have taught me that the human spirit naturally tends toward compassion when given the opportunity. Let's give ourselves that chance. About the author, Radhiel Weininger, MD, PhD, is a clinical psychologist in private practice. She is the author of Heart Medicine, How to Stop Painful Patterns and Find Peace and Freedom at Last. Life never gets easier. Fortunately, psychology is keeping up, uncovering new ways to maintain mental and physical health, and positivity and confidence, through manageable daily habits like these. How many are you ready to try? Self-tests are all about you. Are you outgoing or introverted? Are you a narcissist? Does perfectionism hold you back? Find out the answers to these questions and more with Psychology Today.